In Psalm 145, 18 to 19, it reads, God, you are near to all who call on you honestly. You fulfill the desire of all who fear you. You hear their cry and save them. We realize, as Romans 14, 7 to 9 reads, we do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. We are comforted to know that we are always in the Lord's presence. This morning we'll be singing one of Joyce's favorite hymns, In the Garden. It's located in your bulletin, and the organ will lead us. If you are able, would you rise and join in that heavenly sound of Coming to the Garden Alone? Be seated. Friends, we are here in the presence of God's healing love. We are free to pour out our grief, release our anger, face our emptiness, and know that we serve a God who cares. He is with us in the lost of our loved one, Joyce. God speaks hope into our lives and gives us reason to celebrate the death of Joyce into new life in the kingdom eternal, where we know she's no longer in pain, no longer suffering, and in the loving arms of our Heavenly Father. What a peace we have to share in the wonderful news of our Savior that has prepared a place in heaven for those who believe in His holy name. Let's pray. Eternal God, we turn to You as our refuge and our strength, a help in our time of need that is very present this moment. May Your comfort fall upon us, and may Your Spirit guide us through our sorrow. We're assured by the convictions and the beliefs of Joyce that You are her Lord and Savior, and she is indeed with You now. May we take pause in our own lives to seek the eternal realities before us. Console us with the hope of the life beyond, and the knowledge that this world we live in now is only temporary. Speak to us, Father, of eternal things, and that through patience and comfort from Your word, we too might behold the great assurance of Your love lifted high above our sorrow. Father, we ask Your special touch upon family and friends that are gathered here, especially upon her children and her dearly beloved one, Marvin. We thank You for those precious memories we have of Joyce that will carry us through the difficult days ahead. We ask that You would let us rest in Your arms and know Your peace and Your comfort all the days of our lives. To You be the glory in life and in death, knowing You have given us both to the full, a promise to cling to and a hope to look forward to, now and forever. And it's in Your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I invite you to join in hymn number 143, found in your hymnal located in front of you, for another one of Joyce's favorites, Amazing Grace.
Amen.
At this time, we'd like to open it up to those in attendance today to share memories and to relive some of those moments that we've spent with Joyce throughout her years. I know there's a few family members that'll be coming front to share, and I'll have a microphone. If you're not a fan of coming to the front, we can bring a microphone to you to share as well. So welcome.
I just have a poem to read. She is Gone by David Harkins. You can shed tears that she is gone, or you can smile because she has lived.
You can close your eyes and pray she will come back, or you can open your eyes and see all she's left behind. Your heart can be empty because you can't see her, or you can be full of the love you shared. You can turn your back on tomorrow and live yesterday, or you can be happy for tomorrow because of yesterday. You can remember her and only that she is gone, or you can cherish her memory and let it live on. You can cry and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what she'd want. Smile, open your eyes, love, and go on.
And the poem I'm going to read is called The Dash by Linda Ellis. It says, I read of a man who stood to speak at the funeral of a friend. He referred to the dates on her tombstone from the beginning to the end. He noted that the first came the date of her birth and spoke of the following date with tears. But he said what mattered most was the dash between those years. For that dash represents all the time that she spent alive on earth. And now only those who love her know what that dash is worth. For it matters not how much we own, the cars, the house, the cash. What matters is how we live and love and how we spend our dash. So think about this long and hard, and are there things you'd like to change? For you never know how much time is left that can still be rearranged. If we could just slow down enough to consider what's true and real and always try to understand the way other people feel and be less quick to anger and show appreciation more. And love the people in our lives like we never loved before. If we treat each other with respect and more often wear a smile, remembering that this special dash might only last a while. So when your eulogy is read with your life's actions to rehash, would you be proud of the things they say about how you spent your dash? And I think that Granny spent her dash with us, helping us, teaching us, feeding us, and loving us.
Very nice, very nice. Thank you. Any others this morning that would like to share any memories or anything on your hearts this morning concerning our loved one? You can come to the forward or we can bring a microphone to you.
Well, I'm Joyce's oldest friend that she had. I didn't realize that it was that many years until she told the one nurse down at the home where she was at that we've been best friends for 65 years. And I thought, good grief, 65 years. And I counted back and she was absolutely right. It was 65 years that we were the best of friends. She could tell me anything and I could tell her anything. And we always consult one another, not always the best way, but it kind of eased some of the problems that we had. We had our kids together. We visited one another all the time. Our kids grew up with her kids. We went on a trip. We went on quite a few different trips, and they were always so enjoyable. although there were little catastrophes along the way, but just minor ones. Like we thought the Indians were coming after us when we stayed in a state park. Joyce wouldn't even go out of the camper at night. I ventured out and heard a coyote yelling, and it didn't sound like our coyotes, so I quick ran back in too. And we were out in Montana, and the next morning we got up and the ground is all white, and we thought, oh my Lord. And that was summertime. Well, no, it was September, that's right. But when we think back of all the good times we had and all the fun that we had, I can see why we were good friends for 65 years, but those 65 years went so fast, and I'm going to miss her terrible. I really am.
Yes. God's peace upon you. Her memories are what carry us on, so it's encouraging for everyone here to share. And I know it can be nerve-wracking to take a microphone, but if you're willing to share, it would help all of us to deal with this loss.
I got the pleasure of being her only daughter-in-law. So I was her favorite, too. She was a wonderful mother-in-law. She did not live up to the mother-in-law dreadful status that some mother-in-laws have. She was very welcoming and loving to me. She was there at the birth of our first child, and supported me throughout our marriage, and she never had an unkind word to say to anyone. She helped me develop some of my cooking, and we would have wonderful, when we only had a few grandchildren, we'd have wonderful family dinners at her house, and all the daughters and us, Craig and I, would come home for a Sunday evening dinner. It wasn't anything spectacular, but it was served with a lot of love. So she'll be sadly missed, but she's in heaven with her Savior and her mother.
Thank you. Thank you. Any others this morning?
Hi, I'm Robin, Joyce's niece. We've had a lot of good times. I was very close with Sherry and Rosie, so we were always out playing together. One of the things I remember most is going down to Gene and Ted's with them. They lived out in the country, and we'd play baseball, and we'd have such a good time. And I had a lot of fun going with them down to Gene and Ted. They had so many kids, it seemed, and we all just played together and enjoyed one another.
Thank you. Others, yes.
Yeah, hi, my name's Lisa. My daughter was really young. We used to sit in front of Joyce, and she used to play with Jenna so much. I didn't think she ever heard the messages. I really don't. But she really enjoyed picking up toys, handing up toys, drawing with Jenna. So it really brought us back memories for that.
My name is Nancy. My husband, Elmer, and I had the privilege of getting to know Joyce through her Aunt Betty Ginder. We had many good times at Aunt Betty's house, as we call her. We made homemade ice cream, which Marvin probably got tired of turning that crank. And we also went to Deer Roast, where we had a good time. And those will be our memories of Joyce. And she was fun to be around. I always loved hearing her stories. And the time went fast when we spent time with them. So it was our pleasure to have known her.
Anyone else this morning? Just put your hand in the air and we'll get a microphone to you. Anyone else? can remember sitting by her hospital bed, and she had such a short memory up until those final moments when I got the call that she had gone to be with Jesus. I was rather surprised because her sister was there that day, and it was just a memorable moment, and I won't share those particular stories. We'll keep them between us, but they were fascinating how she could recall details of those events from when she was a child, and the mind, they say, is a terrible thing to waste, but she kept her mind until those final moments, and I can still remember her asking for ice cream, too, as we were sitting there, and she's was missing ice cream, and just someone needed to get her ice cream. So that was another memory, and we'll be sharing ice cream together just a little bit later. But anyone else want to share something that has touched your heart as you experience life together with her?
I'm Amy Bentley's mom, and I got the pleasure of being accepted into the Luckinville family about 15 years ago. And the love in that family is just something really special, and it's not something you come across very often. She just, every time I saw her and got the opportunity to take care of her in the hospital, she would just talk about how much she loved her family and her grandkids, and you all meant the world to her, and I just hope that you all know that, and it was a pleasure knowing her for as long as I did.
Yes. It's a very, very unique love, very special love that you guys shared as a family, and very evident. If you knew Joyce, you knew love, and I think she knew her Lord and the love that her Lord had for her, and it was very evident in her life for others. She tried to demonstrate that every possible moment of her life. Anyone else want to share? One of Joyce's favorite scripture verses is found on the back of your bulletin. And one of the things I like to do with our congregation here at Little Swatara is read the word together. Now, I want us to consider something as we're reading this together. I want us to read it as though we're reading it along with Joyce. So however that may shape in your life and your voice as you reflect this 23rd Psalm, let's read that together. Again, found on the back of your bulletin. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. There's not a single scripture that offers more comfort than the 23rd Psalm. The basis of this comfort is found in having that personal relationship with Jesus Christ as the shepherd of our lives. Joyce was a devoted follower of Jesus, her Savior. She was a joyful singer, especially the hymns that we sang so far today. But I hear there were times that she would break out in her Patsy Cline voice, singing one of her all-time favorites, I Fall to Pieces. And I've been told that if you were in that room when she hit those high notes, you better be ready. The great reformer Martin Luther once said, faith is a matter of personal pronouns. In other words, it's one thing to say the Lord is a great shepherd, but it's quite another to be able to say the Lord is my shepherd. The 23rd Psalm was written by David, the shepherd king of Israel, and is written from the perspective of one who enjoys a personal relationship with Jesus as the Lord of their life. The kind of relationship Joyce not only had to her Lord, but also with her family and friends. She was an amazing wife to Marvin, wonderful at cooking and baking, to the point I hear she'd become known for her apple dumplings, something she'd share with her children and family, taking multiple days to bake for each one. Some of her grandchildren, which include 13 in total and 9 great-grandchildren, whom she adored very much, would work the third shift and come by the house and awaken her and see that hair of Joyce all out of sorts. It got her the nickname Grinny Ernie. The family, as we have heard, enjoyed Sunday dinners with stuffed hot dogs. And of course, one of Joyce's very favorites, ice cream. This, as I mentioned, was an item she asked for until her final days with us. She had a best friend we heard from this morning of 65 years, also known as Toot. Did I pronounce that correctly? And if she wasn't at her house, Toot was at hers. They went on many family vacation togethers, and they loved camping. There may be many of you here today that were part of those camping trips, and those memories are what carry her legacy on. Though she will be greatly missed as a very caring mother and a wonderful friend, there were times they would all snuggle up as a family in what they told me was the family bed. And it wasn't just her own kids that she was a mother to, but also to the friends and the neighbors, gaining the nickname Granny, and Marvin being known as Pop. But Joyce, today, I believe, would want us to know that the Lord being your shepherd requires more than a belief that he exists. The Bible says in James 2:19, you believe that there is one God, you do well. But even the demons believe and tremble. You see, Joyce would tell us today it requires you establish a personal relationship with him. She would want us to know that she claimed that personal relationship with Jesus, whereby she could say, the Lord is my shepherd. The question we consider today is whether we personally have established that relationship with the Good Shepherd. Have you turned to him this morning? Have you admitted that you're a sinner, and have you asked that the Lord save you? You see, what Joyce formerly believed through faith, she now sees by sight. Although she's no longer with us, she is in God's presence at this very moment. The scripture we read is entirely relevant for us today because it speaks of help for the journey through the valley of the shadow of death. It's one thing in life we're all guaranteed of. We shall each take our final breath. And while having Jesus as our shepherd does not grant immunity from sorrow, it does assure us of his presence, his peace, and of his promises. I believe it would be helpful for us this morning to take a moment and consider those. Consider God's presence. The psalmist has written in verse 4, "When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me." It would be wonderful if God could just simply promise us that we would never go through any difficulties. We would never suffer nor face pain. But those difficult times come to each of us. What God promises is that He will be present with us to help, to comfort, to give us peace if only we ask. Joyce knew her comfort came from the Lord. Her strength to persevere through her suffering was that relationship with God and the love that she shared with her family and friends. The valley of the shadow of death is literally the valley of the deep shadows. It's when, not if. It's a certainty. We'll each have our struggles, and today may be one part of the walks through the valley of the deep shadows for you. But we, friends, are assured that there is comfort to call upon. Earlier in the psalm, David had spoken of God in the third person. He makes me lie down. He leads me. He will refresh me. But when David entered into the valley of the shadow, he changed to the second person by saying, "You are with me." Before, David had spoke about God. But now, he's speaking to God. The fear of death is the greatest of all fears. It's universal to all that walk this earth. But the one who has a personal relationship with the Lord does not need to fear. Coming from the Christmas season, we remember the angel Gabriel saying to Mary and to Zechariah, "Do not fear." We are assured that the Lord walks with us through this valley of the shadows of death. We are assured that He is there to comfort us if we call upon Him. This psalm speaks not only of God's presence, but of God's peace. In verses 5 and 6, it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." With this image in our mind, we make the journey from the pasture to the palace. He is no longer just the good shepherd, but He's now Joyce's gracious host. We are told that in His presence, all hostility and strife shall be gone. You see, Joyce is now in that peaceful state. It is only in the presence of the shepherd that we can have that calm, assurance, and peace in our hour of need. Jesus promised, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives." And it goes on to say, "Let not your hearts be troubled, and neither be afraid." And at last, the psalmist speaks of a promise that we can expect. The psalmist says in the second part of verse 6, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." But not everyone can say, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Only those who have that personal relationship with the shepherd. Beyond this life is the Father's house that Jesus spoke of, a place that we refer to as heaven. Jesus further said, "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go now to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." That word "dwell" means literally to settle down, to be at home. Today and the remainder of our lives, we are comforted knowing Joyce is dwelling in eternity. She is now at home. She's free from pain. She's free from suffering. When we come to the end of our days, whether it's sooner or later in the future, there's the promise that we too can be at home with God forever. But as we know, there's a choice to be made. And we can hear Joyce's voice even now saying, "Choose life in Christ. Choose a personal relationship with the Good Shepherd." And the good news is that you can do that even now. There's no waiting in line. There's no staying on hold. We can claim a relationship with our Lord by turning in repentance and faith to Jesus, turning from sins that separate us from God. One piece of information about Joyce that sticks out in my mind, I read in her church profile. And the question is, what is your chief aspiration in life? And you know what Joyce wrote? "To be the best person I can be." We can hear her echoing those very words to us today. Be the best person you can be. And we can imagine when her final moments came and she met Jesus face to face in those early morning hours. We know her best came to be as Jesus said to her, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Today, if you've never made that decision, could be the day that we turn to Him and receive the best gift in life: forgiveness of sin and a relationship with Christ and a promise that we too shall be reunited with Joyce in heaven. We'll never be alone. We'll always be in His presence. It's by faith we claim that Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary was for you and in your place. The greatest legacy that we can carry on for our dearly beloved parted one is that of walking with the Lord. He's calling us this very hour. Will we, like Joyce, respond, "Yes, Lord, here I am"? Would you please rise if you're able and join us in another one of Joyce's favorite hymns? And it is so true. Number 573, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." And may this day you be able to call Jesus your friend. Number 573.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, we are extremely thankful to know that your eyes are always upon us. We know that you nurture us day in and day out, and you shelter us with your grace and compassion. We have each been touched in significant ways by the life of Joyce, bringing laughter, bringing kindness, bringing love and friendship. We rejoice today knowing that she is in your presence, enjoying her eternal reward. Yet, Father, we've experienced a great loss. And there's a void that fills our hearts. We're asking you, Lord, to walk with us through this valley, to touch us with your everlasting love, and to hold us tightly in your everlasting arms. May the comforting memories abound within us and lead us by those still waters of peace and anoint us with that oil of faith. We ask, Father, that if there's anyone here today that may not know you, that they would claim you as their Lord and Savior, confessing their sins and inviting you in to their lives. And we know there will be angels rejoicing in heaven. Father, as we consider the days ahead, we ask that you would give us that joy of our knowledge of our salvation. Because we know that your Son Jesus came in to the world that we might have eternal life. And now we pray that the love of God will be ever present in our lives, that our hearts would find comfort through the knowledge of Him who loves us and goes with us in this very time of loss. Amen. May the peace that transcends all understanding go with you. This concludes our memorial service for Joyce Luckenbill. We invite you to our fellowship hall downstairs to enjoy a time of fellowship and, of course, one of Joyce's favorites, ice cream. Be comforted.